Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is John chapter 5, the verses 1 to 18. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Think with me, dear friends, on the theme Beyond Physical Restoration. Beyond physical restoration. In a bustling city in Jerusalem near the pool of Bethesda, a man lay paralyzed for 38 years. Picture that. Nearly four decades of feeling trapped and hopeless. When Jesus Christ noticed him, he did not just see a man who couldn't walk. He saw someone yearning for genuine transformation. When asked if he wanted healing, the man expressed his frustration about his circumstances rather than a direct yes. Yet, Jesus, understanding the deeper pain, did not just heal his legs. He restored his spirit. Dear friends, isn't that what we all yearn for? Not just a quick fix, but a profound transformation from the inside out. Yet the story takes a twist. When the man starts to carry his mat on the Sabbath, he faces criticism. Instead of celebrating this newfound freedom, the focus shifts to a mere technicality of the law. The crux here isn't just the marvel of healing, but the depth of Jesus' compassion and our understanding of it. Jesus Christ pushes us to think. Do we often get stuck in the trivialities and miss the larger picture? Two questions for reflection. One, are there instances where we have focused on the rules more than the spirit of love and understanding? Two, in what areas of our lives do we seek not just external solutions, but deep transformative healing? Lord Jesus Christ, you see beyond our external struggles, understanding the profound depths of our hearts. Guide us to focus on genuine transformation rather than getting trapped in trivialities. Let every challenge be an opportunity to grow closer to you and your eternal love. In your great and gentle name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.